Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community. The Party
Line Team. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. Thursday morning, April 25th, 2024. Is it the last Thursday of April? I believe it is the last Thursday of April. It is a beautiful sunny day, though. A gorgeous, gorgeous day. I'm not sure what the temperature is, but 39, they're telling me. It's 39 degrees outside. Sunny weather, going to be sunny most of the day, they're telling us, as far as the forecast, but you know how that goes. It could change in a second here in Indiana. It is Party Line. Shan Sheridan with you on the Thursday. Glad to be with you. Our Party Line sponsors are TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting. We stick it where the sun shines. Boone County Daily News, Clinton County Daily News, and Carroll County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, and big deals, save money now at 24/7, not just, you know, a little bit later, but 24/7. You can go to welovebigdeals.com and pick out your big deal and get it purchased right there online. Freckles Graphics also joining us to help sponsor Party Line, and we greatly appreciate all the work they do. Some terrific graphics, terrific product, great talent there. Also, the online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center. Also, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda. Boy, that was perfect timing. Day and Ginda Funeral Home bringing in Norm is coming in the studio today. So if you're streaming, we've got Pat Day, who just joined us. But Day and Ginda, it was, like I said, perfect timing as they come in. Reinhardt Realtors, Peg and Pin Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Culligan Water. Just on cue, Pat, you made it in with Norm, but of course you're not the celebrity.
No, I'm not. I'm the caretaker that brings the celebrity along. So
yeah, Cindy is. Hi, Norm. How you doing, buddy? Come on over here, buddy. Good to see you. Yeah, good to see you. He's gonna smell me. He's gonna smell me, check me out a little bit. He's probably smelling my dog. Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you. Well, he's going to be all over the studios this morning,
yeah,
and that's okay. Well, so Norm must be having a good day. His tail is wagging.
Tail's wagging. He got groomed yesterday. He's fresh, and I'm not sure he's happy that the fur was cut off after the cold weather having these mornings. But
well, you know, in fact, my dog is due for summer cut. I always try to get one done fairly early.
Yeah.
But any more, I've been basically waiting longer because you're right. I mean, it's just like, but mine really likes it. He would wallow out in the snow.
Yeah.
So he loves being out in the snow.
Yeah.
My our daughter and son-in-law and grandkids have a shepherdoodle. So it's like a sheep dog doodle, whatever they call that, and I think it's called a shep doodle or sheep doodle or something.
There's so many
sheep or something. But that his name's Boone, and old Boone, he loves being in the water in the winter, and in the cold weather and in the snow. He eats it up. So anyway, well, now that we've got Norm completely. Starlight and star bright. Let's talk about a little bit of what's going on with you. You got the Senior Olympics happening, Pat. That's coming up.
We are a week from yesterday is our opening ceremonies for our 25th Senior Olympics.
Wow!
And so, man, you don't find too many things that last that long, but. We kick off next week, and I want to just unveil a couple of fun things we got going on. To celebrate our 25th year, we are going to start off at Day and Ginda Funeral Home with a torch relay next Wednesday at 12:30. and want to invite people. We're going to have a few. Mark Genda is going to start the torch relay, and we've got a few people that we're going to have along the way that have been two of the people I know have been part of the entirety of the wow. Senior Olympics. They participated in all 25 of them, and then the mayor is going to wrap up the relay for us, and we'll have our opening ceremonies where we give everybody their teams. We put everybody on their teams. We have four countries that we have represented, and then everybody gets to see who their teammates are, get their schedule, what they've signed up for, and when things are. And then we start with after the opening ceremonies, we have our first event, which is team trivia, and we ask about 100 questions and keep score and have everybody. It's kind of a free-for-all Jeopardy type format where it's like everybody's got noisemakers in the first one. And so, but no, the torch relay, we're really excited. We're going to start at Danganda, like I said, and Mark's going to kick us off. And we're going to go down Main Street to Clinton Street, come down past the library and cut over past the Legion there over to Paul Flippy Resource Center, which is where we will have our opening ceremonies.
And that's May 1st.
May 1st.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's May Day.
Yes.
And then about noon you're talking about.
12:30 we'll have opening ceremonies will start roughly around 1 o'clock there at Paul Flippy Resource Center.
And it sounds good.
We invite people to line the path. If anybody wants to walk along with us behind the torch, please do. We're excited to kick this off and to do this and to celebrate. We've got over 50 people signed up this year to participate in multiple events throughout the month of May. So if you're interested or curious, call us. We'll still accept some registrations and get that taken care of. Call the funeral home, 765-659-3356. And it's awesome events. I mean, we've got puzzles, we've got card games, we've got pickleball, we've got a putting contest that we're adding this year. And so we're doing that. And so it's a chance for people to meet people that like the same events or same activities. It's a chance for we do things at Wesley Manor, we do things at the library, we do things at the park, we have horseshoes at Dorner Park, we do things at CORE.
The Batmobile phone's going off.
That's right. So, but we have all types of events for all different activity levels, and it's a chance for just people to get out over the age of 55 and just have a good time. I tell people they ask me about it. They say, "Well, what do you get out of it?" I said, "It's just something that we do for the community. Seniors, as unfortunately as we go through life, we lose people.
Yeah,
and it gives us a chance to make new friends, to extend our circles a little bit. And I'll tell you what, I laugh a lot when we do these things.
So you're laughing at us then?
Well, I'd like to think we're all laughing together, but sometimes yes.
So what's the age you have to be? 55 and older. So the person that was been there for 25, if they started at 55, my goodness, then they're 80.
Yeah,
they're 80 today.
Yeah.
So wow.
Millard C is
I'm trying to do that. Well, Millard, yeah. Well, so Millard. Gosh, Millard's 90.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah, and he's one of the original ones, and so he's participated in every one since. And so,
well, maybe Millard will write a special poem.
We're going to talk to him about that actually after the opening ceremonies.
Good.
So.
Well, Millard, if you're listening in this morning, make sure you get your pen and start getting. We celebrated Shakespearean Day.
Yes,
Tuesday.
I heard that. Yes.
Hark Thouest, all of that good stuff. So maybe Millard, please putteth thy penneth in thy handeth. And writeth a poem.
That's impressive. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just you got to put like a couple of THs on the end of things, and you're okay.
Yeah.
So the Senior Olympics, big deal. And how many people you're thinking going to be there?
We've got 50 registered.
Okay. Good.
Already, and so we'll accept registrations through this week because then we got to start putting people on their teams. But and you can do as many as we have some people that sign up for one or two events.
Yeah.
We have some people that do most of the events. Events or half the events, and we end I believe it's. I'll have to check this to make sure. I forgot to bring the schedule with me. We have our closing ceremonies. I think that last Wednesday in May, and we actually have it. We'll be at the neighborhood center.
So it'll go throughout the month of May.
Throughout the month of May, and we'll have our closing ceremonies on that Wednesday at the neighborhood center, and we have a meal catered in. We spend some time celebrating and laughing.
Now you're talking meal. So
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be in that. When you're talking food, I mean, you didn't mention food. Now that we have food,
we celebrate this year. We have bronze, silver, and gold medals that we award the teams and the event winners. And this year, we've not really ever done any special awards like who's won the most medals or things like that. So we got a couple of awards we're going to be giving out this year to some special recipients. And so, it's the entire month of May. It's a chance to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather, to play some fun games. We'll have food at the end. We try to bring some goodies and snacks to all the events.
Mm. Now you're getting
Blood sugar up. Yeah. I'm not saying they're healthy by any stretch of the imagination, but we try to bring some goodies and things like that.
So. I hope you have EMTs available that's on standby.
It's funny because we have a lot of people that are partnering with us. Core Community Center is partnering with us. The library is partnering with us. Wesley Manor, Milner are partnering with us. Paul Flippi Resource Center is partnering with us, and IU Health is actually they're offering to try and be a part of this as well to help people with health awareness and things like that. And so,
I think they were talking about some maybe blood pressure checks and things like that. I'm going to try to be there. I'm going to try to go ahead and register. I've been trying to think about this. I've got a busy month of May, but why not throw one more thing in there?
Well, sign up for it. If you can't make it, but it's at least
I'm planning on being there at the opening ceremony. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Good, it is one of those things where we do enjoy laughing a lot, and so I'm
still a little concerned about the laughing part, but I want to know if there's any pictures and videos that's going to be taken.
We do take pictures because we like to do a slideshow at the end of the events and everybody see what they did and how they did, and
so we can laugh again.
That's right, I'm sure you know some of the personalities that have, like Jim Whitty is always he's always got some good things to say, and Millard's always a wealth of wisdom, I think some of the things are that entertain me the most and where I get giggling is there's competitive nature to this. People still want to win,
sure,
and so
I'm gonna tell you, I'm in it, I'm gonna win it.
You're winning.
What we're gonna do. It's a win it or no.
Absolutely. So. Well, the people that are like there's some people that are sticklers for the rules. Yeah. And like this is what the rule is. This is and you're going.
No, we're gonna win.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. it's just funny sometimes the conversation about those things. But no, it's the competitive nature is there and it's great to see everybody compete. But the fun and the camaraderie is really what brings it.
I mean, you got to remember, I grew up in Southern football, and then I moved and have lived here in 41 years in Indiana basketball. When you've got those two dynamics and mixture of competitive level, it gets a little crazy because I'm the same way. Even with my grandkids, even in horse, I'm sorry. Yeah. there'll be a point where I won't even be able to pick up a basketball. Yeah. But we played basketball over Easter, and it was like our two grandkids were going to, they were going to take us older guys down. We got behind a couple times, but we were able to bring it back, out of the fire. Yeah. But I don't know how much longer that can be. Can be doing that. So
that there's. I remember we had a situation one time where I showed up at a basketball court, and I remember the first time when the kids that were playing looked at us as the old guys on the court. Yeah. But then when we ran four straight and won all four of them, there was a different respect after that all happened. You're like, I may be older, but I still got it. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I always say that when, anytime that you're around the younger people that, they kind of have that. They've got it. I mean, the ability, the talent, the youth, the energy.
Yeah.
But there's just that drive. I'm going to show you something there.
A little bit of wisdom there too.
Well, and then there's a little wisdom to say, okay, let's just stop. We're gonna play a different game.
That's right.
I'm gonna let you play, and I'll buy the ice cream.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So, Pat, you know, again, I appreciate your interest in getting involved in all of this and making sure that this happens. You know, if you weren't doing it, I don't, you know, who would be? And we greatly appreciate because sometimes I think seniors are, you know, we spend a lot of time on a variety of different groups of people.
Yeah.
As we get older, you kind of get, I wouldn't say forgotten, but it's, you know, as you said, people die and then there is that loneliness factor because your spouse, you lose your spouse, you maybe lose some friends, and you know I have a funeral for a 98-year-old tomorrow, mm-hmm. and you know we've got another funeral today of an elderly person, and you know you kind of look around in the room, and I know you deal with this all the time in a funeral home. It's a different story when they get to that age and they have outlived, you know, all of their friends, and it's tough.
Well, and it's one of those things where, especially in this world where, you know, technology has gone a different way, and you all of a sudden you find yourself kind of withdrawing, and you find next thing you know you've not gotten out for a couple of days.
Right.
And so this is, we just want to keep encouraging people to know there's people out there that are fun, there's people out there that care, there's people out there that want to participate in things with you. And so let's not withdraw. Let's continue to find ways to get out there and to be a part of things with people.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about. It's about people, and of course, and Norm will be there. He's almost he's almost a person.
Yeah, it's the one thing is that about him is that he is just at that point where he likes people. He'll come up. He may have to sniff you first. He may have to make sure.
he sniffs me quite a bit.
But he'll come up. He'll sit down next to you. He'll engage with you. And there's just something about having that interaction that just it makes you feel good.
When you've fallen down and everyone's laughing at you, Norm will be there. I need to learn my buttons better so I could play some very moving emotional music right now, because Norm could be there to lick you and to console you during that time of that would be me. So on the ground, thanks Norm. If Norm's down licking me, I know I'm in
trouble.
He'll
just cuddle up next to you and be like, it's okay. We'll be down here together. Yeah.
Give us the great comfort.
Yeah.
So let's recap as far as the time. When is the very end of the deadline for people to sign up?
We'd probably accept a few on Monday if we have to, but if we can get through this today or tomorrow, get registered.
And you said you're like 50 already.
We've got at least 50 now.
Wow.
That was as of Tuesday, we had 50. And we'll be kicking off on Monday, 12:30 at Dangan to Funeral Home. We'll have a brief... few words there to start the torch relay
Wednesday,
1 o'clock, Wednesday at 12:30, and we'll make our way down Clinton Street or down Main Street to Clinton, go past the library and hang a left there at the Legion, and then make our way over to Paul Filippi Resource Center and commence the games.
It'll be
a lot of fun.
And you, again, there's a variety of different games. Pickleball, got a little bit of everything.
Pickleball, there's puzzles. I mean, a lot of people think, puzzles, a lot of card games, Rummy Cube, Sequence,
I'm terrible in cards.
Oh, well,
I'm terrible. I can't do cards. I'm not a card person.
Grew up in a card-loving family, and I still don't understand bridge. I've watched it. I'm going, it's beyond me. But that, a lot of bridge players, and then we've got
Euchre's another one.
Euchre, we have that. Then we have some more active games like the cornhole toss. We've got a walking event. We've got a pickleball. We've got bocce ball. Bocce ball is actually up at Parkview. They help sponsor and partner with this, and their backyard over there is just perfect for bocce ball. We found that out last year, and we're going to keep going back and playing bocce ball.
It's got
there.
Just the right dips and everything.
It keeps
the ball.
It's good.
I always look for those little dips that kind of keep the ball rolling. Just a little. You got to find your strategy.
Oh yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always enjoy May because the winter months, everybody kind of hides out for a little bit. But May rolls around and everybody comes back out and we get to see our friends
April's a tough tough month in the sense that it's you get teased a lot.
Oh yeah,
you like today we got the nice sunshine but it's only going to be like 50 some degrees.
Yeah,
but the sunshine makes it look and then you get a few sprinkled 70 days in there and like everybody's all excited.
Yeah,
and then boom. We have a freeze warning tonight.
I evidently wasn't paying attention to the weather, and I walked out, what was it, Tuesday morning? Yeah. And I walked out going, well, I guess I'll go get my coat. What is this?
I did the same thing. I went ahead and said, you know what, I'm going to be okay. I think I'll be all right. And I'm free, and I didn't realize I was going to be outside a couple of times, and I was freezing. So,
yeah.
But okay. So, and then when people, as far as signing up, they can just call your office.
Yeah, just call us, okay. And we'll get things. There is a small registration fee of $10, but if that's a problem, let us know, and we'll work it out with you. But
sure.
And the $10 really just helps us pay for the meal at the end of the day.
Can I put that in installments?
Fine. Yeah. It's absolutely.
So. $1 a month. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like wimpy, you know. I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday my burger today.
That's right.
What else is happening in your world? You got a lot of things going on. You've got, of course, the funeral home. You're involved in a lot of things that are going on in the community. So
yeah, well, we got the Coach Kids got their gala tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
We'll be there for that. Yep. And we're getting reared up for all the events that are getting ready to happen in the summer. You know, we're going to be doing a movie night to kick off the Carroll County Fair up in Flora.
Okay.
We've been doing that for a few years, and so that'll be in July.
Which will be the same week as our Clinton County Fair.
Oh, is it this year?
Yeah, I think that's what Karen said the other day.
Yeah,
I hate that because
it's,
because Carroll County Fair is pretty fun too. I've been there over the years, and anyway, but regardless, we'll make it all work. You got a whole week, so
get all the fatty foods at both of them. It's all right.
So. As long as it's one of those scenarios that you always have your favorites. You know that you try to hit. You know, and I try to normally get like an elephant ear.
Yeah,
I normally get a tenderloin.
Yep.
Well, I like the Polish dogs. I like the I go for the Italian just over everything. Peppers, the onions. Then I ran straight over to Holden's and get my antacid immediately. But there's no doubt my favorite Rossville Lions Club ice cream.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely.
The best. They are fantastic. So.
Well, and it's the interesting thing is like all the fairs have their different things, and like at the Carroll County they've got their pork burgers up there.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what they do to those things, but they're wonderful. And
if you go okay, get the pork burger. Now, and this is a Shoop creation too,
yeah.
And I love this because you get the pork burger and then you put a little scoop of pulled pork on top of that.
Oh, I haven't done that.
And then if you put a little coleslaw in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Now, and there's another guy that does that. American Porkers is doing that.
Oh, is he doing that?
He's got one, and it is good too.
Yeah.
So, but I think Cindy and Amy were calling it like the garbage burger or something.
Oh, yeah.
Down at the state fair.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It is good.
Well, we grew up. A lot of people don't understand the coleslaw and the significance of coleslaw, but we grew up with. West Virginia dogs, which was the Coney sauce and the coleslaw, and mom would put onions and mustard and stuff on it, and people were like, every time, and so we do that at home.
Yeah.
And so every time the friends come over and be like, what are you doing? It's like, you got to try it, man. You got to try it.
And
it's beautiful.
I'm going to tell you, you split the dog.
Now,
see,
yes.
Now, so we can have all kinds of crazy stuff. You split the dog. Now, I go a little crazy because I love sauces. I'm a big, I'm a saucy, I love sauces.
Yeah.
So I'll mix up, you split the dog, you make up a little brown sugar and barbecue.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And put just a little bit of Heinz 57 in it.
Yeah.
And it gives you just a little bit of bite. I throw a little cayenne pepper. And then you put the coleslaw and all that. Oh my goodness!
Man, we'll have to keep that in mind. I haven't done that yet.
It's we could have a whole show.
On
food. You know, we need to probably just see if we can get maybe get Kelty from Angry Donkey and get the Shoop girls. Cindy Casey, Amy Menon. Yeah. I call them the Shoop girls, but Shoops. Let's see all the other fun folks. We got C&R Catering.
I mean,
you got tons of people that can that can bring it. The American Porkers, Clarence. I mean,
we may have to talk with them because this year we got another thing we got coming up in a handful of months is we got our grandma's cook-off in September that we're doing.
And that's the chili. Is that the chili cook-off?
Well, we're adding a new category this year. We've got soups, we've got sides, we've got main dish, we've got desserts, and this year we're adding appetizers.
Oh.
And so we're adding that this year, and it's we're doing that up again. But yeah, try to get.
I was
some
a judge
the,
there last year, I believe.
Yeah, we try to get some of the
that was good stuff.
The food professionals to be judges for that too. So yeah, it's fantastic, exciting, and yeah, we food all day long.
We can talk food. So you've got those things going on. You're gearing up for a busy summer and dealing with all the things in the community. And I mean, and really being in the business that you're in, it's not just about. You're connected. You enjoy being with people. You like people. I guess you really probably should like people.
Well, and I tell people all the time, I said, we really believe in family.
Yeah.
I mean, we try to set up our staff like a family. When you walk in the door, we want to treat you like family. And my whole thing growing up was, we take our family outside the walls.
Yeah.
And to us, to make the community what it is, we've got to take our family and really connect with your family. And
right.
So that's what we try to do. We try to be a part of what's going on in the community because that's the way we make connections with families. And we want people to feel comfortable with us. I mean, the unfortunate thing is, while people seem to like us, they don't always like to be where we are and
right.
where what we're doing. But we want people to know who we are, to feel comfortable with us, and to be a part of their family.
Right.
And so, so doing all these things, the different things coming up, all the Prairie Creek Park events and things, you'll see us at those things. You'll see us be a part of that because we want you to know that our family's loving and welcoming of your family and whatever you need us, that's what we're here for.
And get a lick from Norm.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen. Is he around there? Is he sitting
over
there?
Yeah, he's
okay.
laying down.
Oh, he's laying down. Yeah, okay. Well, you mentioned his name now. He'll come to life.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah.
And again, even thinking, talking about that amenity that you have there with Norm, it's the opportunity to start the conversation with people that may be struggling with anxiety or stress due to a terrible tragedy or something that took place, because death comes in all kind of forms and shapes and sizes regarding how life has ended, and it can be tragic, or it could be something that was natural cause. There's all kind of things, but regardless, it's still a loss, and you people are trying to deal with it.
Well, and then the other thing is, I mean, the other wonderful thing about Norm is, we were invited by the Healthy Communities for their 5K, the stigma, Stomp the Stigma 5K. They've asked Norm to be there because we were there last year with Norm, and he was so, people loved being able to hug on him and pet on him that they asked us to come back this year, and so we'll be there walking the 5K with him on the 10th, is that right, or the whatever that's?
I think it is the 10th.
The 10th,
right. I don't have all that in front of me, but I have to learn. I go by memory, but and as I'm a senior now, my memory is slipping. I hope we don't have any memory. You said trivia. You got trivia.
Yeah,
I've
got trivia. I was gonna say, but yeah, the memory stuff, I would not do well with that either. So we don't put that stuff because
the cognitive stuff of trying to figure out where did you just put that. That's why I'm having more problems with it. You go to Indiana Beach and do the whack-a-mole, and I used to be. I used to be pretty good at that. Now the problem is I'm trying to remember. I hit that hole because I always had to get a pattern. You're trying to figure out the pattern, and then I'm sitting there. So I finally just started hitting the same hole. And finally, I'm going to get one of them.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that memory card game that the kids grow up with.
Oh yeah.
That is the one game that I'm going. Well, my 2-year-old can destroy me at that game. All right, that's when I don't have to throw. She literally beats me at that. So.
But you're going to take them down in Boshy Ball.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so. Well, listen, Pat. Thank you for coming in today. We greatly appreciate it. And one more time, how to get a hold of you if they want to sign up today?
Call us at the funeral home 765-659-3356. And even if you just want to come by and see the events or be a part of things, remember on Wednesday, May 1st, 12:30 at Dangan Funeral Home, we'll have we'll start our torch relay. Either line the path of Main Street in Clinton over to PPR Paul Filippi Resource Center, or come join us and walk behind us. We'd love to have a small little mob posse making our way down Main and Clinton. So
yeah, and they're gonna be thinking, man, these are all dangerous people.
That's right. There's a mob.
They never underestimate the power of wisdom.
That's right.
And age.
It'll be glorious.
Amen. Hey, thank you, Pat. Thank you for all you do. Appreciate it. Make sure you pet Norm for me as you leave.
Absolutely.
All right. It is the Pat Day from Day in Ginda, and it's the Senior Olympics happening next week, starting off next week. Don't miss it. Next Wednesday is the kickoff. Well, we're going to be back with Todd Corey, hopefully, and the utility folks there at Frankfort Utilities coming up here on Party Line.